All right, welcome back to the Phil Henry Show here from the El Pacifico every night. We're on until 10 o'clock on the West Coast, 1 a.m. on the East Coast, and it is a show that is, you know, it's a news and talk and entertainment show. Truth is our bitch. Funny is her sister. Sister is, you know, I ain't going to say nothing about anybody's sister.
No, you aren't seeing that.
I misspoke about your sister. I meant to say truth is our bitch. Funny is her sister.
Well, it's too late now once you mention someone's sister. Well, it's none of my business.
Okay. In any event, we have Ted Bell with us this hour to talk about Vladimir Putin. Or isn't that how you say the French, Margaret?
Well, you'd say yes, Vladimir. Well, I'm not going to say, are you going to make fun of me?
No.
Putin or Vladimir Putin. These are the French. See, ladies and gentlemen, if you're new to the program, Mr. Henry loves to mock me.
No, we're not mocking you. We're simply saying that it's an interesting way of you have of speaking. That's all.
Yeah, you guys got to talk about the French way.
Well, the French way doesn't mean a filthy, disgusting sexual act as you think it does, all right?
No, I'm right. Nobody's trying to say that.
Yes, he's trying to say that. If he laughs like that, you know what's going to happen. First, I'll go for the eyes first, all right?
And then... No, hold on, bud. Every time you laugh like that, I want to belch you, so shut up.
Yeah, but she sounds retarded.
He just used the word retarded.
I said I don't want that word used. Don't you understand what's going on these days? Don't you understand what's happening out there? Every day, you know, we're learning as humans. We're learning how to teach, to treat each other with a little bit of respect. We're learning where the real laughs are and where the cheap put-downs are. We're not calling anybody retarded anymore. Not even you, bud.
Oh, I like that. Hey, all right.
Yeah, get to make fun of me.
No one's making fun of you. But if you want to engage in that kind of falderal, that kind of flummery, then by God, we will.
What's that mean? Flummery is like when you go to the bathroom.
No, it's not when you go to the bathroom.
Flummery is just a lot of silly talk, okay? Claptrap. Falderal. Just asinine behavior. Just screwing around, okay? That's not what we're about here. This program is serious, man. As in S-E-R-I-O-U-S. However, if Sirius is listening, those that run the show over there. Anyway, welcome back to our program. We're online at philhenryshow.com. Philhenryshow.com, where we have the largest repository of any radio show in the history of the human race. And that ain't no lie. I mean, we got more radio. We've got more hours of radio, actual radio shows. We don't have bits. We don't have clips. It's what we do, all right? And we're proud of what we do. And if you think the price of $9.99 a month is way too much for the greatest radio you're ever going to hear in the history of man on this planet, well, okay, then, you know.
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
I would. I'd go that far. I'd go that far and further. Okay. Lamar Odom. I just wanted to get to this Lamar Odom story because, to me, it's a real... This is some kind of weird, man.
In what sense?
Well, first of all, one of the things that I don't mind TV shows that purport to show happy marriages. I think that if there is a genuinely happy marriage out there, what bothers me, and I'm not asking that the shows be taken off the air. What I'm asking mostly is of viewers. You know, when you guys watch the Chloe and Lamar show, when you watch whatever show, you know, reality show where it supposedly is showing you a loving couple, that's how these people, you know, presented themselves, then I think... when they turn around and they engage in a behavior that's anywhere not even close to a perfect couple type of behavior, then you have a right to just start to make serious fun of them. I think if you parade your life on television...
So you want to mock Chloe and Lamar, is that it?
I don't want to mock them so much as I want to pick apart their marriage and find out just exactly... if there's anything real to it, because some of these, especially when we're talking about the Kardashians, I'm not saying that she's doing what her sister, you know, Kim, with that whole thing with the basketball player, you know. What was that guy's name?
I don't know. Nipsey Russell.
What do you mean, Nipsey Russell?
I don't know.
Well, it was the guy from the Nets.
Yeah, I don't know. In any event, she married this cat for about 75 days, turns around, divorces his ass, goodbye. All right. So it was a big whatever. It was a joke. It was some kind of a flim-flam. Maybe she was running a game on the public. I don't know, but nonetheless, the thing sucked, and it's always played up, you know, like it's a big thing. So people ripped into it. Now we got this Lamar and Chloe, and I'm telling you, man, I watched this show because I thought they were kind of a cute couple, and I thought they had kind of a cute little, you know, relationship. I don't know.
Well, then you bought into the hype.
Yeah, I did.
So you feel betrayed, and now you want to take it out on them.
No, here's where the problem...
Well, did you or didn't you? You got to answer a question.
Don't tell him what to do.
Shut up, will you, bud?
Did you feel betrayed or didn't you, Mr. Henry?
Yeah, people want to know. Yes, I felt betrayed. What am I, on trial here all of it? Yes, I felt betrayed.
All right, you felt betrayed. Now then...
Will you shut up and let me finish this? Odom may not be in rehab, according to TMZ, which came out Thursday morning with an updated report citing sources close to the ball player. Who knows? He may be off the radar. He may be in rehab. He may be in a rehab where they don't want anybody knowing where he is. I don't blame him. But it's an interesting thing, man. You know, you want your life paraded before God and man, and when all the bad stuff starts coming out, next thing you know, you need a publicist and a whole lot of horse dung to cover up the truth. I mean, the truth is this. The truth is ugly, and the guy's got a drug problem. She's throwing his ass out. Whatever his problem is, that's his problem, you know, and I just think that, you know, that's where the show gets interesting. That's when a reality show becomes reality. That's when a reality show becomes reality. And they don't want to show that reality. They want to show the reality, which is the bullcrap reality.
What are you talking about?
What? Yes, what are you talking about?
Are you kidding? I mean...
No, I'm not. What are you talking about?
I'm talking about the fact that on this show, the reality is he's got a drug problem, their marriage sucks, they can't find him, this, that. That's the reality, and we ain't going to see that. We see this phony baloney reality. So understand, folks, when you see a show that is advertising itself as a reality show, you understand that what you're getting is an improvised theatrical show that has been improvised by non-professional actors. Okay, so that means Chloe and Lamar and the rest of them are improvising a fairy tale. And by improvise, I mean it's not a script. They just sit down with the director and he says, you remember this morning when she came out and there was a hole in the ass end of her underwear and you went, wow, let's do that again, you know?
Well, they're not going to do that.
I know they're not going to do that. I'm just saying. They will take a real-life situation, and they'll say, let's recreate that again. That was really funny. And maybe this time the dog will run in and take a crap on the bed. You know,
they'd have to have a trained dog for that, wouldn't they?
But, yes, I'm not saying...
Not saying for real, man. Just make an example.
Oh. For an example. So,
Yeah, I was going to say, train a dog, come in and take a dump.
Well, that would take a dog wrangler, wouldn't it?
Sure, it would take a dog wrangler. Anything else?
Well, why are you so impatient, Phil?
What difference is it? You guys are not listening to what I'm saying. I'm saying... That this is, the reality show that people are seeing is not so much reality as it is a recreated version of reality that is acceptable to the producers, that will be acceptable to the audience, that will not show anything overly negative or it will not show the family in an overly negative light. You're not going to see, you know, anything that is going to make them look really bad, just bad, acceptably bad. So if they have an argument over something, sure, that's cool, but not if it involves him going into rehab. That's what you're getting with the Chloe and the Lamar show. That's all I'm trying to say.
You ain't talking about a dog.
But I was just saying, if a dog runs in and takes a dump on they're just changing things. I'm not saying they got a dog wrangler.
Yeah, get a dog wrangler to learn how to take a dump. Yeah.
Okay, great. Well, why don't you guys start that business? That sounds like a good business for you. Dog wranglers. Specializing in teaching them how to take a dump. That'd be fantastic. I'd just love to see that. All right. World famous Phil Henry Show, back with Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills and discussions of Syria and other things here. 855-500-7445. It is the Phil Henry Show. Dog wranglers. We didn't even mean to play that as a bumper, but that was the only one available to us as we were searching high and low for the Ted's of Beverly Hills jingle, which is a paid commercial endorsement, and we finally found it with only seconds to go, and thank you, Phil Hendry.
No, you didn't find it. I did.
No, I did. I did.
I think I saw Bud helping you, though.
Bud's about as much help, as they say, as a G-string in a snowstorm, Jack. You didn't help me with anything, okay? I found it.
Yeah, but I was looking.
Well, you were looking. I found it. Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, time for our man, the main man, the man with a master plan, Ted!
Ted of Beverly Hills Steakhouse, come on down.
Okay, hey, folks, this is Ted from Ted's of Beverly Hills reminding you to come on down. We have not only do we have the prime rib roasted all day, we have that new porterhouse. It's a brand new kind of porterhouse. I can't get into it. It's a new species of porterhouse.
Are you kidding?
Yes, I'm kidding. Of course I'm kidding. But I thought I said to some people that last Sunday, you know, we had a big party come in from San Marino. There was a wedding of some kind, and I said, you know, you ought to get the porterhouse. I said, it's a whole new species of steer, and you should have seen the grandfather. His eyes lit up, and I said, well, what do you, does that mean something to you? He said, well, yeah. He said, I spent my youth on the on a ranch in Wyoming. And I said, what did you do there? And he said, as little as possible, ha-ha. And we had a great conversation. He was an old cattleman.
Really? There's a lot of those old-timers out here, aren't there?
Well, there are, and you see them. You know where you see them? You see a lot of those old-timers at the racetrack. You see them around in California at the horse racing tracks. You see the guy. Any guy over the age of 50 wearing a cowboy hat is a one of those old-school cattlemen and, you know, one of the old-school cowboys, cowhands, however you want to say it. By the way, Phil, I learned something about what a cowboy is, and a cowboy originated in Ireland. And it was a low-class guy, a guy of lower, you know, a very low-level, I don't want to say a scumbag, but whatever passed for a scumbag in Ireland back in the 18th century.
What do you mean a scumbag? You mean just a guy that didn't have a lot of money?
Well, yeah. I mean, to some people, that's a scumbag, you know. Not to me, but...
Well, are you just talking about guys that were...
But, Phil, I'm telling the story, if you don't mind.
Yeah, Phil, yeah, you're interrupting.
Sorry.
Okay, Phil, you're right. I mean, not a scumbag, but a low-income, poor guy. And these were the guys that wrangled the cows and all of that. Okay. And they called him boy because, not because, as you said one time, was because the original cowhands were African-American. That's not true. The original cowhands, however, were very low-income people, and they were Irish originally because that's where the term came from. Now they come to the United States, and the cowboys and the renegades, these two groups of people, these are all white guys, became the guys that you told me that they were raiding they were Tories, right?
Yeah, the renegades were Tories. These were people that harassed the rebels, the Americans. People that wanted to break away from Britain were harassed by a group of people called the renegades. And this was in a very specific area. This was in New York State, in an area of New York State that was a no man's land between the area that was mostly loyalist or Tory and an area that was mostly rebel. The renegades were people that were loyalists. They were in favor of the British crown. They hassled, they robbed, they stuck up, anybody that was an American rebel. But what are you telling me about the cowboys were them too?
Yeah, these cowboys came over from Ireland, and they also were part of these guys, and they hassled all these Americans and everything else, okay? So the cowboy eventually... after the end of the revolution, the cowboy eventually went back to what he did, which was wrangling steer, and he, of course, became not just an Irishman anymore. He became an American. He was black. He was a Native American. There were all kinds of different cowboys, but they all came from this kind of lower class of individual until cowboys in the mid part of the 19th century became rather proficient and much needed and maybe more skilled than some of the earlier cowboys.
So that's an Irish term.
Yeah, the term cowboy is an Irish term, and originally of the Irish. Now, I didn't mean to say they were scumbags but now that I find out they were fighting the American, you know, the rebels, yeah, they were scumbags because they were King George's boys. You know. By the way, I said that to, Billy Halliwell, don't you?
Yeah, Billy's from England.
Yeah, I know. And so I said to him, hey, boy, you know, and because after I found out about this cowboy thing, I said, Billy, any of your ancestors cowboy, you know, because I accentuated boy. And, man, he looked at me like he wanted to stick a salad fork right through my thorax. It was hysterical. And
you know, I don't know how you're one of these guys, Ted, you think it's funny to rile people up. One of these days, somebody's going to take a shot at you.
What do you mean, with a gun?
No, I mean, someone's going to take a punch at you. And anyway, welcome to the program here, Ted. It's great to have you with us. Ted Bell with us from Ted's of Beverly Hills. a restaurant owner and a damn good one. I know Hong Kong Charlie has opened up down the street, and we'll probably hear more about that as time goes on, huh?
Well, it's been unfortunate. This guy, the gentleman I'm talking about, Charlie Du, or Charles Du, is Vietnamese, for starters. He's not Chinese. He opens up his Hong Kong Charlie's. Is about the most racist-sounding thing I've ever heard in my life.
Well, what do you mean it's racist?
Well, I think it sounds to Hong Kong Charlie. All he needs to do is put a picture of himself with the buck teeth out front, and you got the whole effect is complete. I don't like it. You know, and I'm Ted Bell. And I told him, by the way, Phil, I said, you see that billboard, Charlie? And we were standing out in front of my... You know the billboard that I've got over the 405, right?
Yeah.
I said, Charlie, see that? And the billboard, for people that don't know, if they haven't been out here, it says, I'm Ted Bell.
Right. It's an advertisement for your restaurant. And what makes it unique is it simply says, I'm Ted Bell. And it has a little red...
yeah, it's got my red Beamer.
A red BMW. And then at the very bottom, I think it's a Ted's of Beverly Hills.
Right, because people know. When it says, I'm Ted Bell, they know it's my restaurant. You don't have to tell them it's a restaurant. Okay, I said, Charlie, I took him out front of my restaurant, and I said, you see that? And he said, yeah, what of it? I said, what of it? I said, that's the big boy on the block. And he said to me in that broken English, you wait until I get my Hong Kong Charlie. He said, I'm going to build a roller coaster that goes right through it, and I'm going to have a Ted Bell car. And I said, Charlie, don't do anything that I'm going to sue you over, okay?
No, that's him joking around, obviously.
Well, if he tries to run my name to the mud, if he thinks that my name is something that can be drugged through some Chinese rice paddy...
Let's keep this clear of all the racial stuff. I don't...
That's not racial.
Well, the ethnic stuff, you know what I mean?
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about that old school... Chinese thing. I mean, look, people love Chinese food, Ted.
And they like steaks, too, my friend.
Of course they do. I mean, if you want to ask me what my favorite food in the world is, steaks and Chinese food. I mean, if I could, I'd eat it all the time, but I can't. You know, I'm doing this diet thing.
Yeah, you and that diet, boy, you're really giving me a royal pain with that diet. When are you going to come in here and have a big, fat, thick, juicy steak that I can take a picture of you having and I can stick it in an advertisement someplace?
Not anytime soon, man, because, like I said, I'm recommitting myself to losing this weight. Let's get to the Syrian thing, okay?
All right, well, the reason why, and again, folks, thank you very much for tuning in. I'm Ted Bell. I'm the owner of Ted's of Beverly Hills. And I shouldn't have to say that to you because after what we just got to... Did you lose the commercial? You didn't lose the commercial, did you?
No, we found it.
All right. I'm Ted Bell, and I want to talk about this guy, Vladimir Putin. Now, I saw the headline here is in The Guardian. I was looking online to find out some news about this because I have a particular interest in this. I like Phil. I do remember a time when America had a pair, excuse me for putting it that way, but I do remember a time when America actually had guts, and we are losing that by the pound these days. Now, the headline says, Vladimir Putin warns U.S. excuse me. Give me another. Put another ice cube in that, will you, Mary? And get everybody out of here. This is my office. This isn't... This is not a show they're watching. All right, everybody, back to work, please. I got all of my servers, everybody here, standing around looking at me.
Well, it's exciting. They're hearing you on the radio.
No, I don't even think they understand what I'm doing. I'm on a phone. This is a telephone. Hold on. Get everybody out of here. I'm on a phone. See this? Telephone? See, they don't even speak English. So what do you mean they know I'm on the air?
Well, they know. Don't they know you're doing a radio show?
Maybe, but they're just staring at me. When I finally said, this is the telephone, then a few of them turned and left.
Well, they probably got the message. They don't want you, you know, you don't want them staring at you. You don't want them.
Yeah, say that again, please, Daniel Webster. Never mind.
No, you don't want them staring at you.
Wow.
I know, Ted. I try to tell Phil to slow down, but he won't.
Wow. That's the fifth try. I still couldn't get it.
All right, are we going to talk about Putin?
Yeah, I've been waiting, you know, you're telling me all these stories.
No, you're the guy with Hong Kong Charlie, not me.
What is that, some kind of a fungus? Oh, the guy with the restaurant.
Yes! Hold on for a minute. Get him on the same page, will you please, bud? No, you do it, Robert.
I can talk to him. No, I'm going to do it.
All right, we'll be back here with Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills as he continues discussing with us. Well, we're going to talk to him about our Putin. And the stuff that he was saying in the news and out of the news and all the other places in between. Fact is, Putin has made some very strong statements. He said that if the United States decides to hit militarily Syria, that Russia will have a response, and it may not be anything that we like. So, you see, there's old Vlad, man. He remembers a time when it was the Kennedy made him blink years and the Iron Curtain fell years. There's a whole lot of real, there's a whole lot of bad that he's trying to live down on behalf of his country. So I don't think he's just talking. I think he means it. The world-famous Phil Henry Show, our number is 855-500-7445, 855-500-7445. Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills back with us after these words.
Hey, get everybody out of here, okay? I'm on the radio. I'm Ted Bell.
Welcome back to the Phil Henry Show here and philhenryshow.com. We got Ted Bell on the line with us from Ted's of Beverly Hills tonight.
Everybody out of the office.
Ted's
all right.
Of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Come
what's
on
that?
Down.
Are we on, Phil?
You're on. Go.
Ted Bell, Ted's of Beverly Hills. Now I forget. Give me the copy. Ted Bell, you. Why don't you give me a heads up?
Sorry, Ted. I'm sorry. It's all entirely my fault.
And I heard music, and everything was bad, and everything was wrong. And I've been a sponsor on your program, Phil.
I apologize, bud. What are you doing?
Bet you wanted to hear Ted Bell.
Yeah, so why were you playing Cream?
I don't know.
I'm going to...
You know, Phil, I'm telling you, I've said this before, and I'll say it again. Don't ever let me anywhere near your radio studio, because if I see Dickman... I'm sure he has people that love and care about him, and they'll never see him again. They'll never see him again.
If that's a threat, Mr. Bell.
That's a promise, okay?
Watch it. I can't have you guys talking that way to each other.
No. I'm talking that way to him. He's not talking that way to me.
That's a threat, and it's against the law.
Oh, take it easy. I'm kidding around. What a boy. Somebody better... You know what you ought to do is take a degausser to that plate in his head.
Well, what are you laughing? I don't find that funny at all.
Is Henry laughing?
Yeah, I was.
Yeah, well, I tell you, if the shoe fits.
All right, so anyway, Ted Bell is with us. Ted, tell us about Vladimir Putin and what your problem is.
What my problem is?
I mean...
Hey, let me tell you, Phil, I appreciate the fact that I make you laugh. This is very serious. Our country is about to lose face in the international community, and this isn't because of Obama. Don't worry, this is not about Obama. This is about a whole lot of lily-livered Republicans and conservatives that because they don't like Obama, they want us to go outside with a big yellow stripe down our back. Can you believe that? The party of Barry Goldwater, the party of Ronald Reagan, The party of Ronald Reagan wants us to walk out into the world with a big, wide yellow stripe right down our backs. And I'm here to tell you that I don't want to see it happen. I am here to tell you this voter... This is one man's opinion. I'm Ted Bell.
All right, Ted. It's a very valid view, and one that I'm sure is shared by a lot of people. And even to the extent that you say there is a political, an ideologic bias to all of this, really, what is it that Putin has up his sleeve? What does he think he's going to be able to do if America decides to hit Syria?
I think there's going to be a military eyeball-to-eyeball situation. I think they've already got ships in the eastern Mediterranean. They've got a battleship. They've got another frigate, I think. And if I'm not mistaken, there might even be an aircraft carrier. I don't know. So what Putin is basically saying is this. I am going to have a military presence in the eastern Mediterranean. That isn't pulling his ambassador back. That's not walking out of a UN Security Council meeting. That isn't asking the ambassador from the United States to come see him. That is the deploying of military forces. Now, Obama has to have a response to that. The American people, to the extent that they are being heard these days, want Obama to walk out there with a big, bright yellow stripe down his back and say... you're right, Vlad. My bad. Go ahead, do what you need to do. Keep gassing people, whatever.
Well, Putin is saying that it's absurd He's saying that it is absurd that there is any gassing of anybody going on, considering what the international repercussions would be, considering the fact that Russia itself would be in favor of an international response if this were the case. But he thinks it's absurd.
Well, he may think it's absurd. I thought, didn't Obama say that he's got proof?
I believe that President Obama said there is proof. I think that... that is the case. But then again, if anybody really wants to have a laugh, they can all point back to the days leading up to the Iraq War and say that the CIA provided proof there, too.
Well, look, you know, the CIA is not God Almighty. The CIA is the CIA. They got information. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad. The guy that makes the decision is the president. See, a lot of people think that it's the CIA's decision. No, it isn't. It's the president's decision. The CIA said, no, sir, we don't find any weapons, and the guy says, well, I'm going in anyway, that's his decision. Maybe he thinks the intelligence is rotten. Here's a case. Putin, he thinks the intelligence is bad because he doesn't believe it. He doesn't believe that these weapons are there. I'm Ted Bell.
Ted, you can't just say I'm Ted Bell, and that's mine.
Margaret's the one who gets to say I'm Margaret Gray, and then nobody gets to have an opinion. All right, let's take a phone call. I don't even know who wrote these rules, but in any event, let's take a phone call here. Charlie, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Good to talk to you. Charlie, how you doing?
Phil, I'm doing very well. I want to talk to Mr. Bell. Is that right?
Yeah, Ted Bell here. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing well. Forgive me if I didn't get the memo or that I wasn't reading your billboard properly. I understand your billboard says I'm Ted Bell. But I don't know who you are. I don't care what your opinion is. I'm trying to determine, and I've been sitting here for the last 20 minutes with my wife sitting in the car with me, and I have been slack-jawed as we are driving along, listening to you. I haven't been able to really muster enough of brain matter to say what I think because I'm stunned.
You haven't been able to muster brain matter for what?
I can't. Who are you, and why are you here talking to me about Vladimir Putin?
I'm Ted Bell, sir. No, I know you're Ted. I know you've said you're Ted Bell. But I don't know why I should care what you, a guy that sells baked potatoes, let's be honest, isn't that what you do? Let me clue you in on something here, Pops. First of all,
and please don't call me Pops, all right?
Well, you're the guy, you're saying to me that I don't matter, so I called you Pops, all right? Even Steven?
Even Steven, what is this guy?
All right, let's let Mr. Bell respond, okay, Charlie?
All right, go ahead.
First of all, I don't know why you didn't get the memo, because this is my segment of the program to express the things that I want to express, and I happen to think a certain way about this guy Putin, who I, for 5 cents, I'd put a dent in this guy's face that he would never believe, that he'd look in the mirror and he'd go, an American did that to me, and then he'd drop to the floor.
You're going to put a dent in Putin's head, huh?
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Well, I'd love to see you try that. Vladimir Putin lifts weights. The guy's ripped. He's built.
Oh, get out of here. He's ripped and built. Putin, you know what Putin is? He looks like one of these rusty blockheads. He's got that flat head that they got with the big wide forehead. I'll tell you, you can say Russian or you can say Down syndrome.
Okay, let's not go there, all right? That is about as childish and about as insulting a thing as I've ever heard.
Mr. Henry, as I said, I was driving along slack-jawed.
Why are you driving along slack? Why would you admit to driving along slack-jawed, sir?
What is that? What do you mean by that?
Well, that means you're driving along with your mouth just, right?
I'm not making any noises, if that's what you're asking.
No, but you're driving along with your mouth gaping wide open. Now, you're going to give some people ideas.
You see what I mean, Mr. Henry? This guy has nothing but a garbage pit for a brain. He has a garbage can for a head, and inside that can is something that someone squatted over.
Well, you know what? You may not agree with what I've got to say, but you have to say one thing, okay? You got to say what? It's Charlie, right?
Yeah.
You got to say one thing, Charlie. You know what it is?
I give up.
I tell you this, Charlie. It's not I. It's I'm Ted Bell.
Mr. Henry, I was a long time listener of your program, and I can assure you that I never again. You know what? Let's get out of here. I'm slack-jawed, dear. Let's eat over here at the. They have the olive loaf over here. All right. Is that guy gone?
Yes, he's gone. And that was about as dumb a conversation as I've ever heard.
Well, listen, I didn't answer the phone, and I didn't put the guy on the air. You know, that's the thing I don't understand about you, Phil. You blame me for the idiots that call your show.
I'm not blaming you for that. I'm simply saying to you that the response that you might have had for that man, it might have been a bit clearer, because he was asking, why should he listen to you?
All right, well, you tell me. You put me on your show. Why should anyone listen to me?
Because you're a businessman, a noted businessman. You have opinions not only about business, you have opinions about the world around us. And I think that the business community is a good community to sound on issues beyond business. It's a good community to sound on these issues, because you guys represent a pretty significant tax base, tax-paying base, because you guys represent a significant portion of the employers. Obviously, you guys are all of the employers outside of the government.
Yeah, outside of the government is right. And that makes us, what, 2%? The government is employing everybody these days, Phil. Let's be honest about it, okay? And I think if we're going to go anywhere and do anything and be anything, we have got to speak on behalf of this government. And I'm telling you, when we send an American president out in front of the world to say, you know, that he doesn't have the guts to confront Putin.
We are not sending him to say, look at, Obama's in Russia right now saying that we should attack Syria. He's not shying away from anything.
No, I know that, but the fact is Putin is saying, hey, you know, and he called Kerry a liar. Did you hear that one? And there's a lot of Americans that are such traitors. They think it's great that Kerry's been called a liar by a Russian. Think about that. Think about that. Kerry was called a liar. I don't care if you don't like Kerry, you do like Kerry, but you know who called him a liar? A Rusky. A guy that at one time was going to war under the hammer and sickle. The godless Russian. And I'm telling you, Phil, it doesn't get much lower than that. And Americans have sunk pretty low over the last 200 years, and there have been succeeding generations that have had to pick up the slack for some real slobs that called themselves citizens of this country. But this generation, allowing a lousy Russian to...
All right, would you give that a rest?
What?
Russian.
All right, fine.
Well, Ted...
No, go ahead. Go to your little commercial, whatever you're going to do. You know, I'm not going to waste my time. If you don't understand the significance of some Rusky telling our president, here's how it's going to... It's the same thing as calling him boy.
Oh, stop it.
What did he say?
He's bringing in the racial end.
Did he say that Putin called Obama boy?
He's saying it's the same thing.
Now, that might get some people fired up.
I don't know. I'm not willing to bet anything. I don't know. I don't know. We'll be right back. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. Now you can play that song you wanted to play, Bud. Thank you. Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com with Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills, our final segment on what to do about Syria, Putin, and the whole damn thing. We don't have that, okay?
That's what he said.
Welcome back, Phil Henry Show. And I told you, if you've got your friends...
That Collins a caller.
All right, we got R.C. Collins on the line with us, but we also have with us here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show, Ted Bell, as Ted from Ted's of Beverly Hills is holding forth on Putin.
Ted's of Beverly Hills, Steakhouse, come on down.
All right, everybody, come on down to Ted's of Beverly Hills. I'm telling you, we have got the greatest steaks, we've got the greatest hors d'oeuvres, we've got the greatest drinks, we've got the greatest... We're the best restaurant in the history of man, as Phil likes to say, on this planet.
I like it. I like it a lot. Ted Bell with us from Ted's of Beverly Hills and taking phone calls. I think the Russian thing is what gets people, you know. We've had a few calls from people asking, can he tone down what sounds like the ethnic bashing?
Look, Phil, I'm not ethnic bashing so much as I am bringing to the fore the symbol of what for many years for Americans has been the antithesis of everything we stand for, which is godlessness, which is a godless uniformity of motion and thought, almost like ants on an anthill. That's what the Russian and Chinese axis has represented to Americans. The antithesis of individualism, the antithesis of God-fearing individualism, Americanism, individual effort, and creation, not this monolith of ants. You know, I've said it many times, Phil. My business as Ted, I'm Ted from Ted's Beverly Hills. I'm like a volcano, and I'm surrounded by ants. And
you know, you and Dr. Ron Turner and about five or six other guests have used that metaphor.
Oh, is that right? Well, maybe it's because we all saw the same movie, Raisin in the Sun, where they use it a lot. And I happen to think it's very applicable when it comes to me. I'm a volcano surrounded by ants. In my business, at home, I don't even want to get into my marriage. I am a man, I love my wife, and I love my son. But I'm the volcano, they're the ants. Two ants.
Yeah?
Henry, if you're laughing at me...
Look at pal, you're the guy that said...
Yeah, I just heard him laugh, is that right, Margaret?
He is, he's sitting here trying to stifle it.
I heard you say you're the guy that... What I'm telling you is this, and this is truth, and this is the Emmis, my brother, this is the Emmis. I'm Ted Bell, just like a million other restaurateurs, a million other business people in this country. I'm a guy that is trying to make it happen for America. I employ, I pay taxes. I believe that individual, as Robert De Niro said in the great film The Untouchables, individual initiative before he took the baseball bat to that guy's skull and turned it into just, oh, God, well, you know what he did, right? Right, Phil?
Yeah, I understand. What's that got to do with anything?
It has to do with America. Oh, never mind.
All right, let's go to a... You know, I'm choking up over here. Our number is 855-500-7445, 855-500-7445. R.C. Collins on the line from Bradley Military Academy. R.C., go ahead.
I'm just saying to Mr. Bell that I'm very much like a great admirer of yours, sir, and I've been following your career a long time.
Thank you, but thanks very much, R.C., and I appreciated you guys coming to the restaurant the other night.
I want to let Mr. Henry know that we went into the tent of Beverly Hills, and
it's called Ted's of Beverly Hills, not the Ted.
I'm sorry. We went into to Ted of Beverly Hills.
Ted's.
Yes, sir. Ted's of Beverly Hills, and we had the steak, and we had an onion. I mean, it was what do you call that? An onion loaf?
Yeah, the onion loaf.
And I had asparagus.
Asparagus.
I had asparagus, and I had the cheese dribblings.
Well, it's called a fondue. It's that, but that's close enough. What'd you think of it?
I thought it was delicious, Mr. Bell. Oh, yeah, and I wanted to tell everybody that I had the steer, that I had steer, or not steer, but,
Oh, but you had, he had the porterhouse, Bill, the new species of porterhouse.
Yeah, you called it the Kansas St. Louis City species, right?
Well, it's a Missouri Kansas, yeah, we were kidding around. It's a Missouri Kansas steer. It's a delicious cut of meat. And the kids had it. We had about five guys from Bradley Military Academy. We're very, very happy to host you guys and your dates. Very beautiful young ladies.
Yeah, we brought. It was the Commandant's ball. That's the pre. It's the pre-ball before they have the ball.
You know what, okay, I never did understand what pre-ball means.
Well, I mean, three guesses. The first two don't count. You know.
Okay.
Don't be a wiseacre, okay? excuse me, guys. I have a little bit of an allergy. R.C., what was the topic that you wanted to address here?
Well, yes, sir. I want to talk to Mr. Bell. I agree with what you're saying about America, and I agree with what you're saying that we ought to stand up like we should stand up. I wanted to, at this time, Mr. Bell, let you know, though, and the reason why I led off with, I'm saying this even though I did go home and after we had dinner and I did have... And I'm not saying this for any bad reason, but I wanted to show you that I support you in your opinion about America, even though I did have a very painful loose bowel movement.
What is he telling me?
Well, because of the steak that I ate, I had a painful loose bowel movement.
All right, and
boy, I tell you. You know, I think that's just stabbing me right in the back. I mean, that's not only stabbing me in the back.
No, sir, no, it isn't.
Yeah, it is. You come to my restaurant, you take my hospitality.
Well, sir, you didn't give us nothing for free.
Well, of course I didn't. I didn't know you. I don't do that attention. And then you not only stab me in the back, that's almost as if you nailed me to the wall. It's as if you nailed my testicles.
All right, let's stop right here, okay? What was the point of your call, young Mr. Collins?
Well, Mr. Henry, I was agreeing with Mr. Bell.
You were agreeing with me as an entree to defaming and slandering my business.
And, sir, how did I do that other than to tell the truth?
You call up, and I agree with you even though I had a painful bowel movement. After eating my steak, isn't that what you said?
Yes, sir, I did, but I feel it's important to be honest, because that's what we represent.
Oh, yeah, sure, you represent all that. Yeah, you know, let me tell you something. You should have seen the dates they came in with, Phil. These five guys come in with women all at least 10 years older than them. At least 10 years older. They walk in throwing money around like it's water, ordering my servers around. We go outside. I catch one of them lighting up a joint. That was no, sir, that was not. That's slandering. That's slanderman. Slanderman? Well, are you going to say something, Henry?
Yeah, I'm listening to this. I'm stunned. RC, did you guys brought in dates to Ted's?
Yeah, we brought dates. What, is that against the law all of a sudden?
No, not against the law. I'm just telling you. You guys walked in with these four broads. Excuse me, I shouldn't say broad.
Broads? Those are ladies.
Boy, listen to the voice crack on this kid.
All right, just, I we're coming to the end of the hour. What do you want me to do?
Well, I talked to get rid of the kid and talk to Ted about this.
Get Ted up on the line here for me. Ted, my question, it's a very simple question. What are you saying?
I'm telling you that those four kids came in with four women that were at least 10 years older than them, and they start ordering my servers around, waving $20 bills. This RC kid, him and another kid, some Watson, some big ape of a kid. You've never seen it. This kid was huge. I mean, he was huge. And they're standing outside, and if I don't know the smell of marijuana, then you can call me a gone mother.
All right, we'll have to deal with that on a future show. Ted, thank you very much. I'm shocked. We'll get to the bottom of that. The world-famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. Thank you very much for joining us, Ted. I do appreciate that. And we'll be back next hour, you guys. We'll be back with more news and views, man, including Steve Bozell and his in-laws and their marriage problem. Wait till you hear this one, The Phil Henry Show.